My name is Randy. I am I'm a grateful believer at this time. I am a father and a husband. I work in the IT business, have for many, many years. There was the period where there was the agnostic Randy who didn't really know anything about God or Jesus and didn't think anyone else did either. Thought that was all just a bunch of, you know, fluffy, you know, hooey. And, you know, that period I was driven by what a lot of people are, you know, what the world teaches you to be driven by. Power, influence, money, stuff, you know, cars, houses, vacations, you know, those are that's how I was driven. And by, you know, some accounts was doing pretty good at that, but, you know, was clearly not satisfied. And I started down a path of parties, you know, it started drinking and led me to cocaine, which completely consumed me and very quickly. So, and that path went on for, you know, like I say, about 7 years. The last year of that, you know, the first 6 years was, hey, this is a good time, you know, look at, you know, this, you know, I thought I was a good cocaine addict. I still had my job, I was still buying cars, still going on vacations with the family. But you know, I was a slave to cocaine even through that. But I thought I was good at it. And but the last year I was, you know, it had become pain and agony. I was spending 3 and 4 nights at a time in a hotel room, you know, snorting cocaine, never not sleeping, not eating, just snorting cocaine. And I would just walk away from my family at any given time. You know, my family, I would just be gone. So, you know, that went on for a year where I was realized what I was doing was painful. I knew it was wrong, but I could not stop. But this church had opened up in the neighborhood, right close to us. In fact, the pastor moved right next door, which was a lot of people were telling me a clear sign that, you know, God was in pursuit of you. And I was still kind of leery about that, but I'd started conversations with this pastor. He was starting, you know, put a little change in my heart about Christ and church and that sort of thing. And so I actually started to pursue more knowledge about God and a lot through this pastor. The more I got into it, the more, you know, made a lot of sense to me. The way I started was I said, all right, I'm going to pretend there's a God. I said, I'll see how that goes. You know, I'll just pretend. And so I would talk to this pretend God and stuff. And in one particular case, he responded just emphatically. And it was, again, you know, it was a flippant thing. I asked him about a plan I had, a very bad plan, but I thought it was a good plan at the time. But looking back, it was a very bad plan. And he explained to me that was a bad plan, and here's why. And I remember thinking, you know, being so grateful for someone who was so truthful and right to the point. You would think that would have been enough for me to just say, oh, geez, I surrender, I'm yours. Truthful, was to the point, he was right on. And it was, there was just no way it was anything else but God. And but I still kept using it and binging. But now I knew he was real, he was there, I was in pursuit. I was looking for the button. How do I push this button, and then you're gonna fix all this. I actually got to the point where I said, okay, I've got it. You know, this is the answer. This Jesus stuff. I can work with this. And, you know, I volunteered at the church. I was on the tech team. You know, I would go maybe to 2 services if we could sometimes. I was going to a 6:30 a.m. you know, Bible study, which, you know, for a cocaine addict to get up at 6:30 a.m. to go to a Bible study is kind of weird, but I did that. Going to Celebrate Recovery meetings. I was going to AA meetings. I'm going to make this work. This is going to happen. And it just was not. It really wasn't changing anything. I was doing all that. I was gaining knowledge about Jesus. But I was continuing to binge. And it was still, in fact, it was getting worse. I was, the binges were becoming longer. And financially, we were, you know, going down the tubes so fast, and, you know, creditors, IRS, I had them all calling, all beating on my head, and I just, wanted to skip a little. It was a very specific moment. It was April 29th of 2010, probably around 7:30, coming out of a 6:30 a.m. Bible study meeting, and, crying out to God, saying, "Hey, can I be your cocaine addict?" Because I didn't think there was, any other way. I had done everything I could possibly do to get cleaned up for Jesus, and I could not do it. It wasn't possible. His answer was pretty immediate. I immediately had no desire to do cocaine. Curled up and thought I was going to die physically. God's plan was a little different. I died, I don't know, emotionally, spiritually, something, and was born some other guy. And I could tell. But I immediately knew that the guy sitting in this chair who just perked up, got out of the fetal position, looked up, was looking at, what's going on, was somebody else. And in many, many ways, very, very different. It was immediate, I had a thirst for, to read the Bible. I wanted to go to meetings and share and be part with other people. That was not the Randy that opened that door and got in the car. Someone else got out. I was weary when I got in the car to the point of thinking I was dying. And when I, after I asked, as soon as I asked him, "Could I be your cocaine?" I had a burst of energy. I jumped up in my seat. I'm looking around, like trying to, who did that? Where'd they go? There's days when I'm so in love and feeling God and walking in and the Holy Spirit. And there's other days when it doesn't quite feel like that. But I know what to do now. Before I ran and hid or in a coke vial somewhere. Now, I know to keep the Lord close, and sometimes I don't feel like it, just being honest, there's days when I'm feeling, something ain't going right, what have you. I don't feel like listening to K-Love and, singing and dancing in my car like I do on other days, but I know to keep him close, and I talk to him, even if I don't feel like it, because I know he's always going to be there. Whatever is troubling me will go, will fade, and I can get back to just loving and smiling and singing with Jesus. And that sounds kind of weird, maybe phony. And I say that just because I know as a previous agnostic, that would have what a weirdo. Yeah, because I wouldn't have believed it. But now, I experience it, I do it, and it is so real. If you're early on and you're just thinking, "Hey, I know something's got to change," if you're thinking that, you're 110% right. If you're thinking something's got to change, go after that. But the real focus behind all of that is getting close to God. And getting to know him, letting him get to know you, you guys interacting, becoming, a thing, a relationship. And that comes, by surrendering, to him. It really isn't, you doing anything on your own. I tried very hard, but that was not gonna happen. I don't believe anyone is gonna win that battle. Surrendering, crying out, that's, surrendering can look some different. Doesn't have to be, you're on your deathbed, kind of crying out thing, but it's got to be pretty close to something like that, where you're crying out, and don't be afraid to cry out.